Hello.
General Haig calling the president.
Fine. Would you please, ma'am?
All right.
Al.
Yes, sir.
With regard to this thing he wants to put in here, let me see if I understand exactly what he means. When he says we would be willing to begin implementing certain military aspects while negotiations continue in the implementation of other issues, just as we suggest in our private proposal in October, what he means there, does he not, is that we would be willing to begin implementing certain military aspects, such as the withdrawal of our forces and the exchange of, and the release of prisoners of war, isn't that the...
That's correct, sir, and...
Why doesn't he put that in, then? Is there any reason for not saying that? Willing to begin, if is it all right to put that in, we would be willing to begin implementing certain military aspects, such as the withdrawal of our forces and the return of prisoners of war, while negotiations continue in the implementation of other issues, such as we proposed in our private proposal in October. Is that...
Yes, sir, that's all right. The only difficulty with it would be possibility of Q, but when we briefed this afternoon, they went right to that issue. And we were fearful that the North Vietnamese would say, well, you made this proposal, now you're not highlighting it in the president's speech. So that's why Henry put that vague reference in of phasing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was going to hit that specifically in the backgrounding. Now, if you do it this way, it sharpen it.
Well, now look, the point that I ask is whether or not I can say that. We would be willing to begin implementing certain military aspects, such as the withdrawal of...
Most of our forces.
Such as the withdrawal of forces. Well, if you prefer to leave it out, we'll just leave it out.
I think it's going to raise some questions that...
Because he'll just brief on it.
He'll brief it and hit it in such a way that it can be explained in more detail. One sentence
mm-hmm.
will not do it very well.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the sentences, the way that the paragraph is, doesn't have much meaning, but that's all right.
No, and it's going to raise questions, but he'll be prepared to answer them.
Yeah, but he has to raise questions because...
The North Vietnamese, this is your credibility that we want to be damn sure
yeah,
that don't say that...
This agreement could prove it. We would be willing to begin implementing certain imperatives for negotiations. That's what we suggest. Yeah. Well, in other words, he's got it covered here so that we can do it. He's just covering the point.
That's right, sir.
All right. Fine. What's how did his briefing go?
Oh, I think very well. We just finished with the interdepartmental group, and they're just damn enthusiastic about it. Everybody.
What about now? What press briefings has he done so far?
No press yet, but we had all of the White House political staff, and they were all in a devil's advocate position. And there were some tough questions that were very helpful to Henry because he's re-slanted his briefing to make it much more positive. He started off talking about the negotiating history, and that wasn't good because it looked
no.
like this is a frustration action.
Sure, and who's to blame? I know that.
So
and
this
that
was helpful, and now we've got a positive thrust, and I think it's going to go very well.
Yeah, he has a tendency to go over that I'd invite him. That's how we've changed the speech a lot, you know. That first draft would have been a disaster because it just went on and on and on and as to how the hell why they didn't negotiate.
That's right, sir. What we want to do is say, here's our full
sure.
God damn it,
yeah.
Everything.
Okay, fine.
Fine, Mr. Fine. Yeah.